Burn.
It's 2 o'clock.
New lows for U.S. temperatures. Walmart upping its pay. I'm Molly Page. Arctic air pushing into Canada and the U.S. will keep things cold for most of next week. Today, more ice, snow, and freezing rain set to start falling from Missouri to the mid-Atlantic and as far south as Alabama and Georgia. It's already freezing in Georgia. This driver having a rough time.
When you get a bunch of snow and then it melts on the road and then it freezes, then you get an ice skating rink.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says the storm system is sending temperatures into the record book.
We are breaking records, people. We're talking about century-old records being shattered in Lexington and Louisville, Kentucky.
Walmart will pay its employees more. The nation's largest private sector employer says that it will give 500,000 employees a raise. Walmart's long been criticized for paying near poverty wages and for employers doing half of the work on a part-time basis. I'm Molly Page. It may take longer for U.S. forces to leave Afghanistan. That's according to U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter. He's in Kabul, his first overseas trip since taking the job on Tuesday.
President Obama is considering a number of options to reinforce our support for President Ghani's security strategy, including possible changes to the timeline for our drawdown of U.S. troops.
ISIS has released a new video showing the bloody assault on an Iraqi military post, where they also seized control of guns and other military equipment. Correspondent Ben Wiederman reports from Erbil.
The video shows several Iraqi soldiers dead, one of the bodies burning. Then you see lined up in a row, I counted at least 35 M16 assault rifles made in the United States, as well as piles of AK-47 assault rifles, APCs, armored personnel carriers, and a Humvee as well.
I'm Molly Page.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's Oscars weekend, and as final preparations are made for tomorrow's big show, Jim Roop takes a look at one of the big categories, Best Actress.
The woman who's been sweeping this category the entire award show season is Julianne Moore for her title role in the film Still Alice.
I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am.
The rest of the category could definitely take the Oscar. From Marion Cotillard in 2 Days, 1 Night, Reese Witherspoon in Wild, Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl, and Felicity Jones for her work in The Theory of Everything.
We're going to fight this illness together.
Even though Moore is considered the front runner, it really is anyone's category. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
The Golden Raspberry Foundation is presenting the Razzies for the worst in film. Before the Academy Awards presents Oscars for the best film, the foundation is doling out dishonors today at its 35th Razzie Awards. The 10 Razzie categories also include worst remake, sequel, or ripoff of 2014. I'm Molly Page.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-USA-MATH. USAMATH, or visit MathMadeEasy.com. Enter code R6 for a special discount. Call 1-800-872-6284 or visit MathMadeEasy.com and enter code R6 for a special discount.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Clear skies and warmer temperatures are in our Saturday forecast today, with a high of 74, tonight's low of 56. Tomorrow mostly sunny and mild with a high of 77, 60 for the low tomorrow night, and for Monday mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees. It's the Garden Rebel, Robert Vincent Sims. Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, just before the Daytona 500, right here on your home for the Garden Rebel and the 500, AM 1300.
Here they come for the final time up the super stretch. Who will win the Daytona 500?
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is on the Motor Racing Network.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. has won the Daytona 500.
We'll kick off the 2015 season with the 57th Daytona 500. Listen Sunday at 12 noon on the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Sunday on your home for NASCAR, AM 1300 WMEL.
AM 1300 WMEL.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of WMEL staff, management, or advertisers.
This is Bull Talk Business Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bulls Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Good afternoon. This is Donna Anselmo, and you are listening to Bull Talk Business Radio on AM 1300 WMEL. This is the show where every week we bring you experts in business and industry to help you take your business to the next level, help you find more fulfillment and satisfaction in your life, and really build greater success for you. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that we haven't discussed before on Bull Talk Business Radio, and you might wonder, why are we going to discuss bed bugs on a business show? And the answer is that in addition to being a pandemic public health problem, many millions of dollars are spent by businesses every year, as well as homeowners and apartment owners, on the collateral damage and the property losses resulting from bed bug remediation efforts. Bed bugs are also a public health problem, and there is a company out there that's doing a lot about it and has been doing research and manufacturing to bring a solution to market. And we're going to be speaking with Kiltronics Enviro Systems and Zion Mishtavi on the phone in just a moment. And we're going to have Zion also bring on another guest with West Point Home and Hospitality, who's rolling out a nationwide remediation system. So we're going to have Judd Lusk on the phone, who's Senior Vice President for West Point Hospitality. Zion Mishtavi is with us now, and I want to thank you for being with us, Zion, and ask you about, you know, why now? I remember when I was a kid, there was, you know, the old adage, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. But I never knew anyone who had been bitten by a bed bug. I thought that bed bugs were pretty much eradicated, and now they're back. So why is that?
Well, I mean, I can go through the technical reasons, but most of those are pretty well published. You know, with the back in the 1970s, there was the issue of DDT and the effects of poison, in particular lead poison. Over the years, that was pretty much taken off the marketplace for good reason. Not just to let you know, a lot of us that came out of that period probably carry some of that in our very system to this day, and should be checked for it. And that DDT, when it was taken off for the benefit of the people, was really at the time what was being used to maintain. They've always been here. I mean, some of the folks that I talked to and some of my elders are familiar with the bed bug problem going back to the 1940s. They've been here before the Stone Age, excuse me. So the issue is how did they evolve, and where are they? You know, what's happened to them, and how do we we eradicate them in this moment, in this time, in our lives. And I think what's more of an issue is the health risk of insects and particular bed bugs and this new kissing bug that's infected so right, many hundreds of thousands of Americans. So it's
and I understand also, Zion, that the kissing bugs and the bed bugs are able to transmit disease as well.
Well, let me just say this: the kissing bug has absolutely been proven to transfer the Chagas disease, which is, unfortunately, for the first time since I can recall, spread to about two-thirds of the United States with hundreds of thousands of people infected with this deadly disease. Now, the bed bug itself has not been considered a vector, and that's an insect that carries this diseases, whether it be MRSA, whether it be, when I say carry, I'm talking about transmitting. We do have substantial information on the bed bug actually in its belly and in its species carrying the MRSA disease. And there is a lot of professional talk and talk on, in the industry about the possibility of that bug eventually transmitting these diseases. It's certainly known to carry MRSA, and it's talking about bed bugs, and Chagas. I think the kissing bug, which is a cousin of the bed bug, is we should all be aware of, because it's a debilitating disease that will kill you. 30% of the people that become infected actually, develop the symptoms, which are quite substantial, and eventually can kill you or will kill you.
Right. So tell me a little bit about bed bugs themselves and, what are they doing? Why are they a nuisance?
Well, primarily because we haven't been able to, over the last 20 years. Now, I want to go back and say, society hasn't been able to really develop a solution or even to be able to control them. When we got into the business back in 1996, when bed bugs were just a song or a nursery rhyme, we never took it serious. I had no idea.
Right. I know from knowing you and knowing a little bit about your company that it's really gone from a song to a major public health nuisance.
I'll give you some real quick information. When we got involved, it was being reported that they had evidence of bed bug bites in 13 states. As of about a month ago, the pest control industry reported that bed bugs, during a survey that they did, which was substantial survey, has now affected as much as 50% of the population. And we just read that, in fact, that's increased now. So what does that mean? That means that either 50% of the population has had bed bugs, knows of someone who has bed bugs, or is trying to avoid them. So it's 150 million people. I mean, that's pandemic. That's pandemic. And just to give you an idea of Chagas, I mean, Chagas is responsible in South America, which, as you know, with the border issue as it is, in Central America, known to kill 50,000 people a year.
These are tremendous numbers.
In Texas and up in Virginia, that mothers can actually transfer through to birth the Chagas disease. So it's here. It's growing here. It's not just being brought in. We've got to be concerned about it. And, we got involved with this business and the inventor a long time ago, back in Texas, when he actually was an organic farmer. And the story goes that he was actually in a hotel where he was bitten. And because he was organic and green, he made a commitment to try to develop something that would, in fact, be that. And we have. And, it's taken years of R&D a number of different aspects. We've evolved as the bedbugs have evolved, although we are not a poison, which I think is the key. You can't use poisons in your home to try to control insects. I mean, it's in our systems the way DDT is. It's in our pets. It's not the solution because we know now that there isn't any poison, not even DDT, that can stop these insects.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the system that Keltronics has developed and that West Point Hospitality is going to be discussing in terms of rollout. I know you have a fabric-based treatment plan. And I want to let our listeners know that they're listening to AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. This is Donna Anselmo, and we're on Bold Talk Business Radio with Zion Mishtavi, president of Keltronics Enviro Systems. And you can look up the company at Keltronics, Keltronx.us. We are going to be speaking shortly with Judd Lusk, who is with West Point Hospitality. And I believe we also have Dr. Christy Cugini over from Naples, Florida on the line. Dr. Cugini, are you with us as well?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you're here because I know one of the things that Keltronics has been doing and is really committed to is the socially responsible practice around helping people deal with the bed bug issue, which has been growing and is spreading through communities across the country and actually across the world. And I know that Keltronics has gotten involved with you, Dr. Cugini, and the special children's education program you have. And I think your story is kind of interesting, and I know we had a few minutes to talk before the show. Tell me a little bit about you and how you got involved with all of this.
Well, I'm a physician, but I'm also a musician, and I created a band called the Bumbles and the Honeybees, which is a children's band. We play music, we write original music, and we try to teach children good behaviors and activities. And when I met Zion, we discussed about the bed bugs, and he was very interested in trying to bridge the psychological gap of children being frightened by bed bugs and the possible psychological impact. And because of that, we decided that we should write a song. I wrote a song, and we produced it, and now it's available on the website, and I think you have a copy of it as well.
Yes, stomp, stomp, bump, bump, wiggle, wiggle, jump, jump. Yes, I love it. Very cute.
You know, I'd like to jump in and just tell you real quick, Dr. Cugini is very he's a very unassuming, wonderful doctor in the community, and I'm amazed every time I see him on his own dime, get out there with his band and the committed folks that are around him and perform. And we happen to know, for different reasons, a very important music individual who his name is Tony Bon Jovi, and who created John Bon Jovi and a host of other people. So music has been in my background. He's been my partner, Tony. And when we took over the company, we knew that music can send a message. And the anxiety that is brought upon to children who are helpless and animals is amazing.
Well, I think it's pretty scary for a child to wake up with big lesions from these from the bed bug bites.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And it might affect them later on in life, or even during their learning years.
How is that, Dr. Cugini?
Well, you could just imagine children. If you've noticed, the little children being frightened by a spider or some kind of bug, and imagine, you think of your bed as a safety place you could lay down in bed and be safe and comfy, and all of a sudden to find out that your safety space has been invaded by these bugs. And, that can play a significant psychological impact on the child and may play a trauma and even a post-traumatic stress type situation in the future.
Sure, it'd be awful not to feel comfortable to go to sleep at night and then you can't wake up in the morning and perform in school.
That's right.
Well, I got to tell you, it's something that will last the rest of their lives. And And, you know, it's the kind of thing that no one can avoid anymore. You know, the best thing that we can offer, and by the way, I really would prefer, and Donna, I know it may not be as self-serving as it could, but really the purpose of this call today was not so much promote the product, but to promote the commitment that we have to the community. And already exclusively being marketed and sold nationally by one of the largest companies in America, and their team of individuals, one of which is are amazing people, and we're great with that. You know, what we want to focus on is here today in Florida is helping those folks who can't help themselves. We have a pro bono program. When you're ready, that I sort of mentioned to you, and I know that there's an order to these things, and we can talk about why all that is. And it's going to take 5 minutes to do that. But I want people who are associated with the churches and the nonprofits, the Lions, and I've been all over the West Coast of Florida because we live in Naples, working with and to get the word out. It's important that people who are disabled, the elderly that don't have anybody, it's amazing. Thank you. When you have bed bugs, for those of you who've heard, it's worse than anything you can imagine.
I know, Zion, that you didn't want to talk too much about the product because you're looking at the social situation and how it's really affecting people's lives. But one of the things that I think is really important, and I want to mention this, people need to know that heating and freezing don't stop bed bugs, and poisons and chemicals typically don't stop them. It's going to take a lifestyle change to stop bringing bed bugs home.
Exactly. And, you know, it's, for those who are a little older, I mean, not that I'm a youngster or am I older, but I just, it's hard to develop lifestyle changes. And Dr. Cuccini is attempting to educate children. And the music he does and the work that he does make a difference. And it will make a difference because we have a reach-out program. And that song and that program will be extended into the school systems, into the into any type of a community that is interested in getting Dr. Cuccini and our organization to do a presentation. We'll be more than happy to try to book something with you. The end of the day is just that I've been involved in so many cases where, in particular, all over the country. And, you know, we're a national company. Our business model, we have a factory in Dalton, Georgia. We have selling plants in New York. And then when we couple that with West Point, which is the largest textile company in America and one of the top 10 in the world, bed bugs have invaded the very fabric of our lives. And our solution is a fabric-based solution. And when you have a company that understands textiles and created polyester, we know it, and you start developing, and, you know, Americans have great ideas, we're great people, and you realize that a poison or a spray isn't going to work or will heat, because these bed bugs have evolved. They have defensive mechanisms. They have heat sensors. They have cold sensors. They can go without eating for 12 months to 18 months. It depends who you're listening to. We've got a lot of great people involved all across America and trying to deal with the problem, but I think, you know, we've come up with the best mousetrap, although we're not a trap, but what we are is a perimeter, layered control textile solution. And what that means is that we take our fabric that we create, we make here in America, by the way, and we have different kits, okay, that are all inclusive, that you can go into a room and create a perimeter protection. So if a bed bug is in the room and it goes to hide, because we know they're pretty much nocturnal, we studied when we got into this game the interactions and the movement of bed bugs in humans. And, you know, back then it was hard to even find a bed bug. I mean, you know, you had to travel states, supposedly. Well, now I can go right next door and find them. And what you've done, and what we do, is we actually deliver a complete barrier system made of fabric, treated fabric, and then it's installed all around the house. And it stays and works 24/7, 365. You don't have to worry about spraying it, you know, every couple of days in order to keep the effectiveness up. Because we really, you know, bed bugs will remain close to you until they die. I mean, they only know how to do two things. And, you know, that is to feed and to reproduce. And, you know, they just grow exponentially. One female, 300,000 bed bugs could be responsible, you know, at the end of a few months. And so you think you got 90% of them. In fact, it took only the one bed bug to reinfect your home or your car or your clothing. I'm not here to scare you. Just saying, hey, look, that's the reality. What can we do? Our position right now is that with West Point there, we're gonna have a great launch, and they believe in the product. They've invested a lot of time and money, and we're good with it. But again, what I'm concerned about is what can we do today to help and relieve those people, which is how I got started in this conversation, and those people who haven't been out of bed for 2 years, who are sitting there being eaten every night. And you'd be surprised how nobody wants to talk about it. And people are suffering all across this country, all across Florida. And what they can do and what we've set up is the ability for those people who don't have anyone, who may be short of funds, who, you know, to come in and lift them and move them and treat the room. We've teamed up with our Foxhole partners. And the only way that you can get an install from our company is through certified small business vet owned people. And we have them set up all across the states. And what we would do with them is we pay them to supervise the installation. And we work with the churches and the community to get these people, you know, into a position where they can live with dignity and get rid of or control this amazing problem.
Well, Zion, I'd like to thank you for sharing this information with us. And Dr. Cugini, I want to let people know how they can contact Bumbles Online. Go to bumblesonline.com and learn more about you and your project. And then we're going to try to run out some of your music, and we're going to come back with our friend Judd Lusk, hopefully on the line in a minute.
Okay, and I'm going to stand by and enjoy this.
Okay, thanks, Zion.
Thank you.
We're
going
to go to a break. Okay. Thanks for being with us. We're going to go to a break in a minute. And Dr. Cugini, it's bumblesonline.com?
That's correct.
And thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to have you back on the show.
Fantastic. Anytime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Zion, be back with us.
Yeah, I'm standing by. Okay.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Partly sunny skies for this Saturday. We'll have a mild high today of 74. Tonight's low 56 with clear skies. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a high of 77. Tomorrow night 64 low. And for Monday it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees. It's the Daytona 500 tomorrow starting at 12 noon right here on your home for NASCAR and the Daytona 500, AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide 1300 WMEL.com.
Hollywood executives and billionaire sports team owners have plenty of fans in Tallahassee. Your state legislators want to build stadiums and make movies with taxpayer money. It's time to end government handouts to Hollywood producers and sports stadium base stealers. Visit StopTheHollywoodHandouts.com. Tell your legislator that you didn't vote for celebrity giveaways. That's StopTheHollywoodHandouts.com. Paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Cold air blasting into Canada and the U.S. will keep things frosty for most of this next week. Today, more ice, snow, and freezing rain starting to fall from Missouri to the Mid-Atlantic. This woman trying to keep her digits warm in Baltimore.
I cannot feel my fingers right now, and I was contemplating wearing two pairs of gloves, and I was like, that'll be fine.
The frigid air is felt as far south as Alabama and Georgia. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam says the storm is sending temperatures into the record book.
We are breaking records, people. We're talking about century-old records being shattered in Lexington and Louisville, Kentucky.
Walmart will pay its employees more. The nation's largest private sector employer says that it will give a half a million employees a raise. Starting this spring, the retailer's lowest paid workers will earn $9 an hour. Walmart has long been criticized for paying near poverty wages and for employing half of its workers on a part-time basis. I'm Molly Page.
Partly sunny skies for this Saturday. We'll have a mild high today of 74. Tonight's low 56 with clear skies. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a high of 77. Tomorrow night 64 low. And for Monday it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees. It's the Daytona 500 tomorrow starting at 12 noon right here on your home for NASCAR and the Daytona 500 AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide 1300WMEL.com.
Health First Health Plans presents Understanding Medicare.
When you turn 65 and are eligible for Medicare, you're faced with many questions about your health insurance options, and you're not alone. In today's Understanding Medicare, we're going to answer a question you may have about Medicare. What are Medicare Advantage plans?
A Medicare Advantage plan provides comprehensive health plan options through a private insurance company that has a contract with Medicare. Medicare Advantage plans offer all the coverage of original Medicare plus extra benefits like gym memberships.
Understanding Medicare, presented by Health First Health Plans.
WMEL 1300 Cocoa Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay. Nominated Business of the Year by the Cocoa Beach Regional Chamber of Commerce.
The Space Coast Jazz Society is awarding two Brevard County High School seniors $2,500 each in jazz scholarships this year. Help the Jazz Society continue to raise money for scholarships by attending a live jazz benefit on Sunday, March 8th, 2 p.m. at the Cocoa Beach Country Club. Tickets are $25 at spacecoastjazzsociety.com, $30 at the door. The Space Coast Big Band will perform, plus two more bands from the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bobby Vance from the Space Coast Jazz Society, and we're glad that WMEL cares about the space and Treasure Coast.
Glorious, fresh powder.
A snowy, wintry bounty from the sky above.
That's Timberline Resort, located in wild, wonderful West Virginia.
It's heaven, and it's so close, you're almost there.
Step out of Timberline Hotel and Suites and hop right on a lift.
Stargaze while you night ski on the White Lightning Trail.
Experience glade skiing adventure
on freshly powdered tree-lined trails.
Call 1-800-SNOWING.
Or log on to TimberlineResort.com.
It's like heaven.
You're almost there.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee, host of Sita and Friends on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Each week on Sita and Friends, I talk with some of the most fascinating people in the area on a variety of topics. So make a date to talk to me, Sita Begee, on Sita and Friends, Mondays following the noon news here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL and worldwide at 1300WMEL.com.
AM 1300 WMEL.
Bed bugs, don't you bite me. Bed bugs, you know you might be. Bed bugs, on your way out now.
Okay, do we still have Zion Nishtadi on the line? Okay.
Yes, he's on the air.
All right, Zion, thanks for staying with us here. We had an issue getting Judd Lusk on the line from West Point Hospitality today. So we're... I'm sorry?
I'm here. Zion's here.
What is on the line?
This is Zion.
Okay, Zion, thank you. We had a little problem getting Judd Lusk on the line today.
Yes, I just wrote him. You know, he wrote me, and a very close family friend had a medical issue, and he's in the hospital. He's going to try to step out, which is, you know, seems to...
Well, and I'm really sorry to hear that, because I know he had some great information to share with our listeners today. So what I think we'll do is we'll bring you back on the air maybe next week or next month, and we'll start talking a little bit more and really open the dialogue on bed bugs and why this is something we have to talk about, particularly here in Central Florida. On the television news last week, we had newscasts saying that bed bugs were found in the Orlando Public Library. They are at the Orlando Airport. They're out there. They're in homes. They're in churches. They're in buildings. And people really need to know what to do about it. And I want to thank you, Zion, for the work that Kiltronics EnviroSystems and your partners are doing to help seniors who are in need of services and not-for-profit organizations with the bed bug problem. Zion? Do we have you on the line?
Hold on one second.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. So what I'm going to do is say thank you very much, Zion. We're going to have you come back on the line. I think this is a really important topic, and we'll be back with you hopefully next week for a little bit.
Yep. Can I just finish up with one thing? Because
sure.
I'll tell you, you know, there's some people out, and you know, again, when I got on the call. I've been there with my team, and we've seen the effects of this on the public and the elderly and the disabled. And I just want everyone who is part of a large organization, whether you're a member of the VFW, the Lions Club, the American Legion, contact us. If you have a special case and you believe that they need intervention when it comes to this problem, okay, we are available. We have a group of people and a vet-owned company that'll come in and help them. We donate. We're not, you know, so thank you. And just to see and listen to the testimonials that come from that work, that good work and that important work is very much a part of what we do every day. So please, contact us at info@kiltronics.us. And just find out. We'll have somebody sign you up. And then if you have that special case or that special need, it could be a family member. It's someone that's in the middle of it, okay? And it could happen. We could get a call today, and we put a crew together, and we'll work all night. I've got devoted people who will help with every ounce, you know, that they carry. It's that important.
Okay, well, Zion Mishtavi and Kiltronics EnviroSystems, Dr. Cugini over on Naples, Florida, thank you so much for having been with us today, and we will be back in touch with you soon. This is Donna Anselmo at AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station, and I am happy to be on the air with you today. We also have another guest in the studio today, Debbie Featherston. And Debbie is a human resources consultant and actually the host of a wonderful show on NASA television called Your Career. And Debbie broadcasts many segments that really help people in the business world, business professionals and business leaders, to share information about how to take their companies to the next level and some of the really best practices that can be achieved in the workplace with help when you have a helping hand who can help guide you to some of the things that maybe we don't know, and we always end up having the situation of you don't know what you don't know, and that's why you call in a consultant like Debbie Featherston. So, Debbie, tell us a little bit about Some of the people development services that your company, Workplace Partners, offers to other companies and their people.
Well, Workplace Partners, as our tagline is, you know, we are in the people development business. And so the work that we really get involved in is really about workforce capacity planning, if you will. So we're helping organizations to really look at the talent that they have already with their existing workforce, make certain that those individuals are in the right places, that they're really being used in a way that makes sense, right, that it aligns with their skill sets and their interest, as well as help them think about the future and where they're going and anticipating what some of those needs are so they get succession plans in place, that they can begin to think about how they want to develop their workforce to make certain that they're really ready to meet those future needs. They have the skill sets and such.
So tell me a little bit about, for, you know, our listening audience who may not be familiar with some of the lingo in the, you know, what is a succession plan? And is it just for business owners who's going to buy their business, or is it for how you move up the corporate ladder?
And that's a good question, because succession planning is something that's a very simple tool, a simple process that every business owner that has employees need to have in place. And a succession plan simply says, this is where we're going over the next 3 to 5 years. Here are the gaps that we're going to have within our workforce. And looking at our existing workforce, here are some people that we need to be very strategic and intentional in developing them. Maybe there's people that are in the front lines that we feel can have the capability to become first-line supervisors and so forth.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Debbie. It's great to have you here, you know, as I said earlier, in the station with us at AM 1300 WMEL. We're broadcasting from Cocoa, Florida. What are some of the biggest challenges that you find that people are having in the workforce today?
Well, when we think about Central Florida, we've got a wide mix of employers, from very large to, of course, probably a much larger percentage that of employers who are that mid to small employer. And some of the issues that I see in supporting them is retention continues to be probably the number one problem, where that could be driven by the fact that they've made poor hiring decisions right out of the gate. And however, it's also sometimes that the companies don't realize that they need to be investing in their people. A lot of individuals today, particularly our younger generations, if we're not developing them, they are going to be leaving. Other things, capacity, people just don't have the people that have been hired don't have the ability to learn as quickly as they need to and get up to speed and be able to support the new shift in the business direction. Sometimes it's the fact that they just, you know, don't have flexibility, adaptability. Mindset is another thing that may seem a little odd, but let me tell you what I mean by that. We have some individuals that are working in businesses that don't have the customer service. They don't think about customers being first. They don't have the positive attitude. There's no sense of urgency, or so there's kind of a lack of commitment. They don't feel a sense of, you know, this is my business, or take any pride in what they're doing in many cases. So that's what I mean by mindset. And the final thing is resilience. There's so much change in the workplace that some people really get shaken when there is a shift in business, when there's a downsizing, a merger, when there's a new business direction or a new skill set that's required. So I would say those are the four primary.
So let's pick up on that, Debbie. You talked a little bit about retention and your poor hiring decisions, being able to, number one, if you don't start out with the right employee, right, it's sometimes really hard to teach them. I used to work with a CEO of a company called Elite Technical, and he used to say you can have the ability, you can have some ambition, but you have to have the right attitude in order to do well at work. And so what I think I'm going to ask you about is, how do you cultivate attitude in employees? Can you do that?
Well, the thing that I think is really more important than cultivating and more of a sure bet is make certain that you're hiring right. You know, there should be a really well thought out hiring process in place so that, the number one, they know what they need from that person, from personality, mindset, so it gets into that attitude, right, as well as a skill set. So it's defining what do we really need, how much people or customer contact are they going to have, how critical is that. If they're in the back, back, they could have a terrible attitude as long as they have the technical skills and competencies to do the job.
Right. They may not be customer service oriented, you're saying, but they still need to have a good attitude for their, you know, for doing their work. So if somebody isn't capable of looking at the like today's businesses are at a point where there's so much going on and everybody is trying to juggle somebody else's job or juggle their own job and have to pick up a responsibility here or there for someone else. Can you talk a little bit about what you think about cross-training in the workplace?
I think the smaller the organization, the more critical cross-training is. You want to have a workforce that can, in a heartbeat, literally support someone. So if an individual calls in, if there's another situation that they need to really focus on and there somebody needs to step into that role, that you have talent that can easily, comfortably come in and whether it's answering the telephone, stocking the shelves, placing an order, whatever that task may be, but they can perform. So I think cross-training is really critical or essential.
When you're bringing somebody on board, somebody new to the company, how do you recommend onboarding them? How do you get a new person to really understand what the needs of the job and the needs of the company are?
Well, just as you indicated, onboarding is that process where there needs to be an orientation to what the company culture is, what are the norms in the organization, what are the expectations, right, company policies, practices, and so forth. But it's also setting in place what they can expect from the company. But that also that onboarding piece is really important, and it should usually onboarding can take, you know, 2 weeks to a month depending on how extensive the job is and what knowledge a person needs to have. So they need to get ingrained in the culture pretty quickly, as well as get that orientation. How do we do things here? So I may come in and I may know how to perform my job well in a different company, but I need to know how you want me to do it here.
Right. So every company has a nuance to it. Every company
yes.
has its own personality and its own system for doing things. Like there, I like to say replicate the best practices, but not everybody knows the best practice. And not every best practice is the best practice for a particular company.
Well said.
Given their personal situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be bringing someone on to work for you, and actually I've got a client that I've been working with who is bringing on a new person on Monday morning. And I know she's going to be very busy with other work that she has to do that day and a new person coming in. I have two questions. I want to move this in two directions. One is, first, how do you know if you're hiring the right person?
Mm-hmm.
And second, what should a first person's a new person's first day look like? But let's take, how do you know you're getting the right person to begin with?
Well, first of all, if I have really identified the task and I've done a very comprehensive job in defining the role, then I'm going to do a much better job in selecting, because now what I can do on the front end is take that analysis and it'll help to drive the questions that I ask.
So you're saying that before you even interview somebody, have the job description ready and figure out what the value of that job really is to you. What do you need to have happen at the company based on that person's performance?
Right. What is the role that that person's going to play in? How does that tie to the business objectives and the goals? How are they going to interact and relate with whom within the organization, with the customers, the vendors, right? It needs to be thoroughly thought out and defined before you ever start shopping for candidates. You don't want to go recruiting and not know what you're really looking for.
Right. So you might say, well, I need a customer service rep. But if you don't have every detail that customer service rep has to deal with in a day defined, then you're not going to know when you hire them whether they're capable of matching every one of those points.
That's right, because what we want to do, and many times, even with smaller companies, what I do is I will help them write the job description and be very thorough and comprehensive, but then we're going to build something, a modified, very simple process. It's not like a lot of the larger companies, but you putting a competency model together, and that competency competency model tells me these are the things that I'm looking for. Here are the 10 core competencies, areas of knowledge and expertise that this individual needs to have, or the degree of expertise that that person has. Then we can take that and use it to drive the development of the interview questions and the criteria that I'm going to use in determining who is going to hire. Because when I help a person come up with a tool, an interview tool like that, what we're doing is we're making certain that there's numerics, that the decision's made on a numerical basis, not on a gut feel.
That's really interesting, because a lot of people do really operate on their gut. I like the person. They seem very nice. But you don't really know, unless you're doing a deeper assessment, whether that person is going to measure up, and therein is your number. But I'm also thinking about behavioral interviewing.
Exactly.
And let's talk a little bit about that. What does that involve, and how does an employer, you know, and I know we don't have a lot of time, and that's a really big field, but how does an employer really get a sense of how this person is going to interact in the workplace?
I think that's great that you said behavioral interviewing, because it is the most powerful, the most effective way to interview and select. If you're using behavioral interviewing, it means you're asking an open-ended question that will help you to ascertain what that person's really done. If the individual responds to that well, they have given you concrete examples of things that they've done very similarly, or at least it's maybe foundationally that they can build on to deliver and do what you need them to do.
Right. So you might ask a question like, how do you handle, or how have you handled in the past, a situation where a team member disagreed with you?
Exactly. So it's always give me an example of, tell me a time when. So it's giving, you know, you, I mean, if you're right, if I'm asking those questions right and they're open-ended, so I'm not leading them in a particular path, that allows the candidate then to respond using their experience to as evidence of what they can bring to the employer.
I think another nice part of the behavioral open-ended interview question is that it gives the employer a little bit of insight to how the employee thinks. Because it's one thing to have the numerical measure, but it's another thing to really understand how somebody else is going to approach a problem.
You know, when you're thinking about these kinds of questions, one question that I tend to really love and will drill down around a lot is because I'm looking for fit. And you can have individuals that do a fabulous job interviewing, and then you get them in, and day one, you know you've hired the wrong person. Seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I had that happen many years ago to myself. You know? Done it myself, unfortunately. So it just forced me to really drill down and look at this. And this is about 30-some years ago I hired a person. But the point is, when we're hiring a person, you want to ask a question like, what is your greatest achievement? Why? And keep digging in around what was it about that greatest achievement that made it a great achievement? How did it really, right? I'm trying to understand, how did that really support the business objectives? Who did they work with? Were they the superstar and did it all by themselves? If I have a team environment, that's a problem.
Right. You know, so, in a small company, you might want the super capable superstar,
right,
who can just, with little to no supervision, go out and get something done. But when you do have a team and people may feel like their toes are stepped on, or even more so, everybody really, I believe, wants to add value and they want to be acknowledged for their work. So when you have one person who just kind of takes over and, you know, railroads or runs over other people, then everybody doesn't get a chance to feel good about what they do. And employee morale is important.
I agree. You know, to answer your question more fully around, you know, how do you know if you're hiring the right person? You go through the interview process and you narrow it down to your top one or two candidates, usually the top two candidates. And then I would encourage them to use a selection tool where they're actually assessing these individuals around certain criteria that's critical to the job. And that then, if they're depending on the tool, will generate a list of additional questions that they need to ask that person in a final interview.
Right. So you might have something like writing ability.
Yes.
You know, just something very simple and basic as their writing ability. But what are some of the other areas of assessment that you would tell an employer you think is really important for them to look at?
Well, depending on the role, it could be factors around trust. It could be interpersonal skills. It could be their ability to communicate well, their mathematical ability, right? Can they add, subtract, you know, these kinds of things. So, you know.
Yeah, so that once you start looking at all the different areas and you piece it together, then you figure out, well, what's really most important to that particular job?
That's right.
And then you can compare candidate to candidate and say, who's going to do the best job for us?
Right.
What do you think about when an employer is in the hiring mode and they have to also think about their responsibility to that employee? What's your thought on that?
Well, that's interesting. It's a pretty broad question. One of the things that I think about when I hire a person or I'm working with an organization to do hiring, and there's a company that I've just been helping them with. They're a small company. They've got two employees. They're adding a third and a fourth now. And as they're growing, I wanted them to really think strategically, think 5-10 years down the road. You know, let's start with the end in mind. Where do you want to go? Where do you need these people to be, and at what level of proficiency? Will the two current employees be the ones that are developing and shaping these people, or do they have limitations and you really need the new people to come in? So when you're thinking about responsibility to the people, you think about making certain that you're hiring people that can grow and advance in the position. You're thinking about how you can develop individuals, always giving back, right? Making certain that there's a challenge.
So let's talk a little bit about how can companies and managers really support the development and growth of their employees for the, you know, overall win-win gain for the employee and the employer.
Right. Well, I think based on all the data and the research that's been out there and my personal experience, if you want a person to stay with you, you're going to invest in them. So career development is essential.
We're talking with Debbie Featherston, owner of Your Career Partners, Your Workplace Partners, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Workplace Partners, that's okay. Your Career is a program, a TV show.
Yes, Your Career is a TV show that Debbie hosts on the NASA channel, and Workplace Partners is her company that deals with human resource issues. So, Debbie, let's pick up again on the issue of what you can do to support the development and growth of your employees.
Yeah, as I was saying, you know, career development is perhaps the most effective strategy for engaging and retaining employees. So, you know, what that means to me is that for every individual that comes on, what I need to be doing is I need to be thinking about right now, I hire them day one. So in the very first week, I need to be thinking about what are their strengths, what are their capabilities, and what do I need to be intentional in doing to develop that person so that they can meet the needs in the near future, and that I can keep them motivated and inspired. You know, make sure that you're talking about tying it back to something we talked about earlier, you know, making certain that they have the right attitude. I want them to have a sense of ownership, right? That's what a lot of this.
I think ownership is a great word, and that is what you want an employee to take on, the ownership for, and the personal responsibility for getting their job done right. No excuses, no blame, no gossip.
Right.
Just get your job done.
Get your job done, enjoy it, and, you know, have your A game every day. Bring your A game every day.
I think that's a wonderful thing to think about. And if you want to tell people to bring their A game, what are a couple of one or two tips that you can give them?
For the job seekers to bring their A game, number one, make certain that they have the right attitude. That they, first of all, when they're hiring, right, they're choosing the employers, make certain that they choose positions that are going to align with their passion, their interest, and that they do their absolute best to continue to grow and develop, that they're looking for ways that they can stretch their capabilities.
I think that's wonderful advice. So Debbie Featherston, president of Workplace Partners, how can employers, job seekers get in touch with you for advice?
They can call me locally at 321-984-3230, or they can check the website, yourworkplacepartners.com.
Okay, Debbie, thanks for being with us today. You know, for our listeners, in case you're thinking about raising money for your business, you need to learn what you can do to hold on to the money that you raise. The Securities and Exchange Commission was designed to protect business investors against fraud. But if you're a business owner, you need someone to look out for your interest. That's why on the last Saturday of
Clear skies and warmer temperatures are in our Saturday forecast today with a high of 74. Tonight's
to teach you how to limit litigation risk while raising capital. Tune in next Saturday, February 28th at 2:06 p.m. and find out how to protect yourself from legal fallout and regulatory red tape. Attorney Russell Weigel will be live with me next week, Donna Anselmo, to help you avoid trouble from complex regulations and costly litigation. Check out capitalforkeeps.com.
Hey, sports fans, we have the show for you. Mouthin' Off with Alan Z, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. Tune in every Saturday for a live and local look at the world of sports and interviews with some of the biggest sports writers and athletes. Mouthin' Off with Alan Z, Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. right here on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, and live online at 1300WMEL.com.
Stay in touch with WMEL by going online at 1300WMEL.com.